Cheers, thank you. Okay, so you can see the first slide up there. I took it last week. I was out cycling and taken from Slovakia. So as I read the word in a moment, just look at that house and look, has it got any doors? No, no doors. So as I read,
it looks like America.
So as I read the scripture reading, think of people's lives like that, with no door to protect their souls. Okay, so let's turn to the scripture reading. It's taken from John 10. It's page 1076. 1076. John 10, verses 1 to 10. So John 10, verses 1 to 10. And we're really going to focus later on verses basically 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay? Okay. So John 10, verses 1 to 10. 1076. May I begin? Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So as we look at this portion of scripture, I want you to take note that in the last chapter, chapter 9, the Pharisees had put out of the synagogue the blind man who was able to see by Jesus. And so Jesus is confirming his credentials to the people, as the Pharisees were calling Jesus a sinner. The blind man was able to see physically and spiritually that Jesus was the door. Jesus came in by the door and for all people who want to be in his sheepfold. Jesus came in legally and in an orderly manner. Jesus never climbed over the fence to get to the sheep. So the first point is Jesus says, "I am the door who brings you security." Now security, everyone is looking for security. Whether it be physical security, maybe installing alarms, or security at work, security doors at home. And I take it you all have doors to your property. Do you all have doors to your property? We saw in Slovakia they don't seem to have doors. But what type of door do you have? Is it a special security door? Do you have a metal gate to protect the door? In Edmonton, it's quite common to see metal gates on doors. So what type of gate do you have? Or maybe you don't have a gate to your garden. Maybe you have a security camera outside of your house for extra security. See, a gate can be the first line of defense to tell outsiders they're not welcome into your property. A door or gate protects us from people we do not want to come and harm us. So when it comes to the ultimate security, there is only one foolproof security door. There is only one person you can trust who says, I am the door, and that is Jesus. You see, many religions, many cults will say they are the door, but actually they are the trap door. And if someone preaches anything other than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are taking you through that trap door to death, and you will not get everlasting life. So Jesus says, I am the gate to everlasting life and freedom from the chains of sin. So this person is Jesus. And in the Bible, we read Jesus saying this in John's Gospel about himself. Now, doors and gates come in all shapes and sizes. Some are made of wood. Some are made of metal. Some are made of iron. Some are high, some are low, narrow and wide. A bit like us, isn't it, in a sense? Now think of how many times you go in and out of doors every day without thinking of it. When you leave work, do you think about whether you lock the doors at home? My wife will tell you often, I go back to the door and keep checking the door. Sometimes locks are not enough and we want alarms on our doors. We have doors to make us feel safe, secure. Before going to bed, do you lock the doors? I can be honest, once I forgot to lock the front door when we went to bed and no one came in. Doors are locked in case someone gets in to steal or to do us harm. Then at night, we often lay awake thinking, did I set the alarm? Do I go downstairs and check that the windows are locked? We often think, are these gates and doors and locks, what are they actually for? They are for our safety, for our protection, for our security, for our peace of mind. Or sometimes we think so. I mean, we live in a dangerous world, don't we? We live in an insecure world where people are wanting to get through someone else's doors. The thief Satan wants to get into the sheepfold to steal the sheep. But Jesus protects his sheep and they know his voice. Doors are designed to keep intruders out. They are designed to keep robbers out of the house. Doors are designed to keep people out who we don't want to disturb us. So when Jesus said in John 10, verses 7 to 10, I am the door. And some translations say Jesus said, I am the gate. Still the same. When he said, I am the door, Jesus is saying something deeper than what physical doors represent to us today. Jesus was speaking at a time when people would know what it meant that Jesus said, I am the door. In those days, shepherds did not have big metal doors or big wooden doors from B&Q or ordered off the internet. They did not have alarms that would go off when danger approached the sheep. So at night and at night time, the shepherd would bring the sheep himself into the sheep pen or an enclosure of some sort. They would hear his voice leading the sheep into the sheep pen. And once in, the shepherd would be the gate. He would protect the sheep physically from any wolves or dogs or strangers. And the people listening to Jesus hear him saying these things in verses 7 to 10. I am the gate, Jesus says. That shepherd all night long would sleep in that doorway to protect the sheep. And Jesus is saying, this is what he does for his sheep. And anything that can harm the sheep, Jesus says, I am that person who puts my body in the way of the sheep. Jesus is the best shepherd. He is the best person to protect us from the thieves and robbers. The shepherd is the one who the sheep look to for safety. He is the one the sheep look to for security. The shepherd is the one the sheep look to for peace of mind and rest. The shepherd is better than any physical door. So all the listeners hearing Jesus knew exactly what Jesus was talking about when Jesus said he was the door. No sheep can enter the sheepfold unless the shepherd lets them in. No sheep can be harmed as long as the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And when we come to Christ, we know the truth, and the truth sets us free. When he was speaking, I'm sure he had the Pharisees in mind, who were stealing the truth of the word of God. These robbers of the truth, they robbed the truth of the Sabbath. These religious preachers who robbed people of what grace was all about. These religious people who take away the fact that people should be following Jesus and not them. So Satan is our enemy, who wants to steal, to rob and kill. And he gets evil people to do his dirty work. You know, many times we forget that we often protect our homes from the outside, but we're not doing enough to protect our homes on the inside. Our families from Satan's attacks. We are in a time where we need much discernment, because Satan wants to get people hooked on anything but Jesus. There are false shepherds. There are wolves out there dressed in sheep's clothing. And their aim is to get you to distrust the word of God, to distrust mum and dad's godly advice. We need to strengthen the wall of the sheepfold. We need to teach the young about Jesus, that he is enough for them, that Jesus is the door and the only door, and there is no other door. We must teach the young about the truth of Jesus by putting their full confidence and trust in him, the door. So verse 9, shall we look at verse 9? Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. So it makes no difference if you live in a council flat, which I once did, a mansion or a hut. It does no matter if you're rich or poor. You can only find safety in Jesus. Outside, it may be blowing a storm, or burning hot, or raining non-stop. Outside, there may be lightning. Outside, there may be doom and gloom. But only inside the door, through Jesus, can you find safety. Inside the door, there is ultimate peace with Jesus. Jesus says, when you come to him, no one can snatch you out of his hand. You're safe in the knowledge that you have permanent salvation with Jesus Christ. That is our security door, our only security door. Sometimes, I used to do a paper round when I was younger. And even now, you go around, you see people's doors, and they have signs on the door. And it may say, beware of the owner, never mind the dog. Or sometimes it just says, beware of the dog, and there's a picture of the dog on it. And one sign I saw once, it said, beware of the wife, she bites harder than the dog. You see all sorts of things on people's doors. But nothing is going to keep Satan away than a sign that says on your front door, this house is protected by Jesus, your soul. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. And he was saying, no one can touch my sheep. My sheep are safe and secure in me. They are safe until I take them home to my Father's house. No enemy can steal my sheep, as long as they are in my sheepfold. Satan prowls around like a lion, wanting to feed. And he scares us at times. And I know life can batter us at times. Life can make us feel like giving up. Disease, illnesses can attack us at times. Temptations will come to attack you. But Jesus says, I am your protection. Jesus is our truth. Jesus said, whoever enters me will be safe. Will be saved. Do you want to be saved this morning if you've not come to Christ? I have seen sheep, and some of us have, wander from the sheepfold. And then often they wonder why they get into difficulty. They often say, where is God? Stay in the sheepfold. You have a good shepherd. The second point. Jesus is the door who brings you life. Sheep go into pasture to be fed on the grass, to be fed on the word of God, to be restored spiritually, and in some cases physically. Jesus said, I came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So those who come through the only door, Jesus, will experience real life. Will experience it in abundance. What does that mean in Christ and Christ alone? You will discover spiritual freedom for your soul. True liberty for your soul. True victory. True joy, true spiritual satisfaction when you come through Jesus, the door. You will find spiritual nutrition for your soul, spiritual refreshment. When Jesus feeds you, it helps you to serve and feed others with the word of Christ. You come in to get blessings, and you go out and give the blessings to others. You come in to get peace and joy, and you go and give that spiritual joy to others. You come in to Christ to discover your purpose in life, and you go out to tell others of their need to discover their purpose in life in Jesus. You see, this coming in and going out is total freedom in Christ. There is no slavery to sin anymore. Before Christ, we were in chains. We could not help it. But once we accepted Christ, those chains of death were broken. I want to tell you a story. A story which was true, which is true, of a young slave woman who was put up for auction. And the bidding started quickly. Who wants to purchase this slave woman? Young, beautiful, full of energy. Where shall we start? Okay, we'll start with you. Higher, you say. And the offers kept on coming in. Higher and higher. Until just two men were left to bid for this woman. One man was a wicked man, cursing as he put his bids in. And the other man was a gentleman, a kind man, who kept on bidding until he beat the wicked man. And he bought the slave woman at a price, a very high price. He was given the woman and the papers that went with her. She looked at the gentleman who had just bought her with disgust. Then her face changed as she noticed the owner rip up the papers that owned her and throw them to the ground. With a smile on his face and on her face, she turned to the man and she was shaking. He said to the woman, "You are free. You are free. I have bought you so that you may go free." The woman did not know what to say. She cried. She cried tears of happiness. No words could express her feelings. She threw herself to the feet of the man who had just paid for her freedom. "Oh, Master, thank you. I love you. I want to serve you all of my life. That man's kindness had won her over. When the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, when he put his body between us, the sheep, and the enemy, when he hung on that cross, Jesus, our door, became our spiritual liberty, our door of freedom. He became the door to eternal life with him in heaven. When Jesus brought us from slavery, he set us free from Satan. He loved us so much that he paid the ultimate price, that no one could outbid him but us. His blood was so precious that nothing was worth more in paying that debt I owed for my sins. He now calls us friend to all who love him. Every day I go to his feet and say, Master, I love you. I will serve you all my life. The door is for the truth, which will keep us safe. The door is for abundant love and life only Jesus can give you. As I close, the final point I want to bring to you is Jesus is the door who brings you provision. Jesus said the sheep will come in and go out and find what? Pasture. What is pasture? It is provision. All of what we need can be found in Jesus Christ. And the key word here is faith, to accept Jesus as the only spiritual food you need and will ever need. Yes, in the time of struggle, you will need support to get through it. In the times of weakness, you will need Jesus' strength. In times of uncertainty, you will need Jesus. Only that certainty can be found in Christ. You will find all you need in Jesus as the door. I will share one bit of scripture, Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. This is what Jesus does. There are things that will stop the sheep sleeping at night, that will cause them not to lay down in peace, that will cause friction amongst the sheep. Famine will stop the sheep from settling when they're hungry. Only the shepherd, the door, can help the sheep with those disturbances and provide what they need. Only Jesus can say to me and to you, are you weary? Are you heavily laden? Come to me and I will give you rest. Only Jesus can say, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you resting in Jesus? Are you trusting in his provision to be enough for the day? Are you confident in his love? Only Jesus, the door, can set us free from spiritual hunger. Only Jesus, the door, can set us free from the fear, the lies of sin and Satan. And only Jesus can satisfy all your needs. So today, if you're struggling, if your soul is struggling, if you're dealing with illness, life's problems, Jesus has promised to be your door, to protect you from Satan. Jesus will care for your soul. He will deal with your sin and pain. Shall we pray? Lord, I pray, Lord, if there's anyone here this morning who has not submitted themselves to coming to you as the only door, that they will do so before that door is shut, like the Ark of the Covenant was. Jesus, for those of us who do know you, may we continue to come to you to have our souls renewed and restored and fed. That, Lord, no matter what we're going through, whatever issues we may have, that we may seek rest for our souls in you. May we seek all our security and provision for our souls in you. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to come to the final hymn. And it's, Lord's my shepherd, I will not want. He makes me lie in green pastures green, and he leads me by the still waters. May we stand to sing.